This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. It was a close one there in the Motor City.
We have the city poised for a new chapter. A new chapter that's about the growth of the city of Detroit after decades of decline. And that's extremely exciting.
And we almost lost Detroit.
That's Michigan Governor Rick Snyder, accompanied by Gil Scott-Heron, announcing the news that Detroit is officially out of bankruptcy. It filed more than a year ago as the largest municipal bankruptcy in American history. Kevin Orr was appointed in 2013 to take over the city's operations as the emergency manager for Detroit. Kevin, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks so much, John.
What's a better way of saying out of bankruptcy, restored to financial? What's the jargony way of saying it?
No, you can say that the city has exited bankruptcy. I mean, we've cleaned up the balance sheet, but there's still operations and performance that have to be done over the next coming year. So we've built a strong foundation, but the rest of the house has to be constructed.
Well, congratulations. I mean, it was a hugely challenging set of numbers you were facing there. And I'm wondering who helped you out the most.
Well, no, everyone did. I mean, first, it was a partnership. The governor was a profile and courage for taking this up on the edge of his first term. Certainly, the mayor and the city council eventually were able to work out a situation where we could work together for the benefit of the citizens, the stakeholders in the city, the pensioners, the foundations, the mediators, the presiding judge, the citizens of the city who sort of kept a stiff upper lip and worked through this. I mean, everyone really worked together. It was a concerted effort. I was just sort of like a quarterback that had all these great team players, coaches, advisors, front office behind me, and we were able to get it done.
Who felt the most pain from this?
Well, I think depending on who you talk to, if you talk to the pensioners, certainly, you know, on the civil side, we were able to just cut their pensions by 4.5%. But it certainly, John, if you looked at some of the financial trade press, they were very upset about how they were being treated on municipal bonds. You know, I think we have to recognize there's a human element to all this. The pensioner cohort voted over 80% to restructure their own pensions, and for that I am eternally grateful.
What about some of the folks who ponied up cash to save things like the museum? We talked with some folks who really helped out to hold on to the art collection there at the Detroit Museum.
Yeah, you cannot overstate the support that folks like the Ford Foundation, Kresge, Kellogg, Skillman, Dayton, Hudson. I mean, there were 13 foundations, DIA funders ponying up another $100 million, and the governor and the legislature of the state approved essentially another $350 million. So all in, these groups put together $816 million, almost $1 billion, to help shore up the city's pension funds, which were underfunded. And that really was a transitive moment. I mean, that's what was springboard for us to move forward, and really a milestone, a huge milestone in the case.
So Detroit is not a charity anymore.
No, you know, Detroit never was really a sort of a charity. You know, I've grown to be very fond of the city and somewhat defensive of both city employees and the way it worked. I mean, this was a number of factors: demographics, change in workforce, change in industry over the past two generations, almost 60 years, that came to a head. And, you know, in the past roughly 21 months, we were able to sort of restructure all of those fundamentals in a way that the balance sheet looks good, but the city still got to learn to you know, run itself, can't engage in the same sort of borrowing that occurred previously. And the mayor, current mayor and city council are really dedicated to doing that. They know that the eyes of the world are on them and that they are very motivated to get that done. So we've turned a corner. There's a lot of work still left to do, as I said in my resignation letter to the governor. I don't lose sight of the fact that, but for some luck and some help and maybe a little bit of skill, we got through this in a way that turned out the outcome was very good. But, you know, if you weren't careful with this stuff, it could have gone the other way. So we just need to be thankful, and we'll turn our attention to what's next in due time. But let's also be happy that during this holiday season, you know, those of us that have our health and employment are fortunate to look back and say, you know what, we're lucky to be here in America.
Kevin Orr was appointed in March of 2013 to take over Detroit's operations as the emergency manager. So the phone number that people have been reaching over the last year, that one no longer works. You've had it changed?
Everything's turned off. I've been terminated, according to my letter. So right now I'm ungainfully unemployed, and I'll take the time off.
Kevin Orr, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.